Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast, featuring Dr. George Cannon. This podcast is a ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church. Finding Clarity seeks to answer your questions about Christianity. Here's George as he looks at this week's question.
Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast. This is George Cannon, and you are listening to episode 60. The Finding Clarity podcast is a ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church where we seek to answer questions that you might have about Christianity and the Christian life. And each week we do a podcast where we try to look at one question that maybe you are wrestling with or somebody you know is wrestling with, and we try to give you a biblical answer to help you in processing that question. And today's question is one that is a natural question when you consider the creation of God. It's very evident from the scripture that when God created the world, it was a perfect place. Well, it's very obvious that we don't live in a perfect place anymore. In fact, we live in a world that is marred by sin. So it's only natural for us to wonder, where did that sin come from? And so that's the question that we're going to be wrestling with today. Did God create sin? Did God create sin? It's a natural question if you think about it from the perspective that God created everything. And so where did sin come from? So that's what we're going to look at today. Now here's how we're going to tackle this question. Because really it is a philosophical question. But yet we see that the scripture gives us some insight into answering it. So before I give you the obvious answer, I need you to understand a couple of things about the creation of God. First of all, we see in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 that when God created the world and human beings, the first human beings, Adam and Eve, he said over and over as he created that it was good. It was perfect. And Adam and Eve were placed in the Garden of Eden, which was paradise. And he interacted with them on a personal level. Now, it is interesting to me that when you read those passages, you see that God let them eat of any tree in the garden except one tree, which was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He basically told Adam that when you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. So God created this perfect world, and there was only one rule. Now, what I want you to see here as we look at this passage, that part of God's perfect creation is that he gave man a choice. He gave man a choice. As we consider that freedom to choose, that should help us to really answer the question as to whether or not God created sin. So here's the answer. No, he didn't create sin. Well, you say, okay, George, if he didn't create sin, where did sin come from? It came from the beings that he created. It came from the beings that he created. For instance, we see in the scripture that there are two types of beings that he created, angelic beings and human beings. We also see that angelic beings sinned against God, and the chief one who sinned against God was Satan. And we can see in Isaiah chapter 14, if you look at verse 12, notice what the prophet is saying. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to